Playhouse in the Morning.
Sleeping in? We get it. We'll still be here when you're ready to face the day.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94
is the number one hit music station of the Red River Valley that plays all the hits. We're the Playhouse in the Morning. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. 8:15, we do the Payhouse. And after the Payhouse, I knew it would get me here and there. Playhouse and Payhouse really screws me up. Never, ever will we name a contest something that rhymes with the name of our show again, because I knew that would happen. Playhouse. The Playhouse Payhouse. We do that at 8:15. And after that, we do have a bit of an announcement. Something else pretty cool is happening here at the radio station. Something is back that you know and love. Something to complement that money we're giving you quite well. The master plan is coming together. So we do that in about 8:15 this morning. So I want to connect with Serena here. Now, we've been following along with her since last week. We got an email from her, which we shared with you, where she detailed some dreams she was having that she thought were memories from a past life. So we were like, well, tell us about those dreams. So we had her on a few days ago, and here's just a little bit of that conversation.
Basically, you know, since I was really, really young, I've had really vivid dreams that I believe they're 100% memories from a past life.
Can you tell us, like, what the dreams were about?
Yeah. The one that I've had for the longest, you know, it's like a recurring dream. It's a dream of the wedding. I'd say it was probably like 6 or 7 years old when I started having it. And it's always the same kind of dream. I'm at the altar, and there's this man who, I don't know him, but he's looking at me smiling, and his teeth are like perfectly straight, and he has a little 5 o'clock shadow, and he's got like short dark hair and dark eyes, and we're exchanging wedding vows. And then when I started having this dream, I had never really even been to a wedding, honestly, but I don't think I entirely even comprehended what a wedding was at the time. But I started having this dream again and again at about age 6. And I don't know, I can just hear him in my mind repeating the vows after the priest.
Do you have any idea what his name is?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't even know what my name is at that part of the vows. You know, that it gets muffled. And I'm not sure what the best word he uses, but I have another dream where there's this little girl who's so familiar, like I know her, but I don't. Kind of thing, you know, like you know someone in your dream, but then you don't quite know who they are. And she just kind of stares at me, and she's giggling, and she's calling me mom. And I'll just be going through my day at work or something, and I can hear this little girl's laughter in my head, which I know it sounds really creepy to some people, but when I hear this voice in my head, it just always makes me smile.
So just something about this, I think, just really struck us all as super interesting. We're like, well, we want to help you explore this more, Serena. And we have connections, and we've had these women on in the past on the show with a dream analyst, not one, but two psychics that we've had on the show. So we're like, you know, here's some numbers, here's some contact info, and we'll be as involved as you want us to be. At the very least, we'd like to hear about the conversation, you know, if not eavesdrop on it. And she did choose to be a little bit more personal with it, but we are getting the recap today. So, Serena, I know for sure you talked to the psychic. How did that go? What was that for you?
It was interesting. I'm not someone who has ever thought much about people, you know, who consider themselves psychic or whatever, but I found it interesting. I also contacted the dream analyst that you gave me the contact information for.
Yeah.
And it seems like the dream analyst seems to think that when people have vivid dreams about like big major life events, that they're just dreaming of things that they maybe long for in their real life, which makes completely no sense to me because I'm already married. So why am I dreaming about another man? It doesn't make sense.
Right. What did she say to that?
Well, she said that maybe my husband isn't the man that I want to be with. So that was shocking.
Well, tell us a little bit, how did your conversation with the psychic go?
That was a little more informative, or, you know, maybe it just made me feel like even stronger about the belief that I just have lived multiple lives. And she worked with me to do a past life regression. And which, you know, you wouldn't expect that kind of thing would work over the phone. So she did it with me on the phone, but over the course of about, I would say like 45 minutes, I felt like I had lived 45 years, honestly. And I don't know, it was cool. I saw like glimmers of my childhood and the neighborhood that I have never seen. I've never seen this neighborhood in my own life, but I have these glimmers of this other childhood neighborhood. And I saw people who I think were possibly my parents in that life. And I saw more of the wedding. And I finally heard the names.
Well, hey, that's kind of cool. What were the names?
They were Bethany. My name was Bethany, and my husband's name was Jacob.
Now, does that feel kind of weird to say, like, your husband, Jacob?
It does. I think it really kind of feels weird. You know, the daughter's name in the dream was Darlene. And look, for anyone that doubts past lives and reincarnation and that kind of thing, let me just tell you, if you've ever had a strange dream or like a feeling that you could explore with someone like a psychic or a hypnotherapist, you know, anyone that understands the human mind, that kind of person, I can't more highly recommend it, honestly. I have a vivid imagination, but there's just no way that I could have made up an entire life like that. There's just no way.
So do you remember a lot from, like, well, I weird to say, but the end of your life?
Like, how did I die?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of thing? Yeah. Actually, I can vividly...
Creepy.
I can
Creepy.
Vividly remember pictures of my husband dying of a heart attack in that life. Not my actual husband.
Right.
But my husband dying of a heart attack. And I think I passed of old age almost 20 years later after, I kind of saw like being alone in a home and passing away.
Oh, well, listen, Serena, you totally succeeded in giving us all the chills, that's for sure. You know, I hope the whole experience was helpful and that you got some from this.
Oh, it was. It was.
Good.
It really was. And it's strange knowing for certain that you used to be someone else. It really is just so weird. And it's strange remembering dying and that kind of thing. But I do. And I thank you so much for giving me the push and the courage to investigate my suspicions, because it sounds creepy saying that you remember dying, but I mostly don't remember dying. I remember living. And it's a really special gift to remember your other lives. I think it's kind of really nifty. You know, it's really cool.
Well, I think you made Maggie cry. She's sitting in the room like all misty-faced.
Serena, oh, no! Oh.
It's been a real trip. We appreciate you sharing this with us, and let's kind of go on the journey with you.
Thank you, guys. You guys were great. Totally open to this. This was really cool.
It was a ride for us, too, let me tell you. I'm not sure if this is the coolest thing or the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. More Flush Format Friday on the way on the show. Hang on.
Playhouse in the morning.
That's just ridiculous.
Y94.
Fury.